Serbian and ethnic Albanian leaders met to discuss Kosovo for the first time since the 1999 war that led to NATO intervention ending Belgrade's repression in the province. The UN-sponsored talks lasted just a few hours, but were attended by high-level officials from the European Union, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, NATO, and a delegation from the United States. United Nations Administrator in Kosovo, Harry Holkeri, said the delegates agreed to set up four working groups on transport, energy, telecommunications, the return of refugees and the fate of missing persons.
What we are aiming to is to solve practical issues, to help the ordinary life, the ordinary people's life on the area. And the international community is fully committed on that.
Mr. Holkeri said the groups will start work in November and run simultaneously in Belgrade and Pristina, the capital of Kosovo. They will report to the UN and follow-up meetings should take place every 6 months. He said getting both sides to come to Vienna and meet face-to-face was not easy and regretted that Kosovo's ethnic Albanian Prime Minister, Bajram Rekshepi, boycotted the meeting. The ethnic Albanian majority in Kosovo wants independence from Belgrade, but the final status of the province was excluded from the Vienna talks. The Serbian Prime Minister, Zoran Zikovic, said there had been no direct talks as such, but the Vienna meeting could lead to a dialogue. European Union Security Chief Xavier Solana underlined the symbolic value of the event.
This is the first time that the two delegations meet together. This is a very, very important step. This is the first time that they talk to each other. This is a very, very important step. This is the first time that the international community around the two delegations have spoken with the same wavelength. That is a very important step. So you put together these three important steps, you should conclude that today is a very important day for the stabilization of the region, for the stabilization of the Balkans.
There are currently some 3,000 UN police in Kosovo and around 20,000 NATO soldiers. One of their jobs is to protect the Serbian minority living in the province. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.